league with 10 defensive pass interference called against you. What does it mean to you to help your team out in that way?
Oh, that's big, because those are penalties and plays that, don't go on the stat sheet that are helpful for a team to score. So anything to help my team put points on the biggest, to put points on the scoreboard is big. But that's definitely something that it goes unnoticed, I feel like, just not with me, with players around the league.
You've had, you know, a year where you had bigger numbers at the end of the year, but does this feel like this maybe is your best overall year thus far?
Nah. Oh, so far? Nah, my team is 4-something. So
that's what it comes down to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much has John Perry helped you guys and the other receivers this whole season?
Big. He's a good coach. He knows what he's talking about, especially with the help of Wes in there.
You have some of the biggest numbers in the league in the fourth quarter this season. What do you think it is about you that makes you stronger as the game goes on?
I would say the way I train in the offseason, the way I train my body to be prepared in the fourth quarter, because I see a lot of guys, and their stamina is at an all-time low in the fourth quarter, and I feel like mine is still where it was in the first quarter of the game. But I would just say the training.
You've never is there anything different you do? Like, what do you mean by the way you train?
Yeah, I know because y'all lost, you didn't really want to talk about your jersey, but it was crazy. Like, you very rarely see jerseys ripped apart like that. Do you know how it happened, and did it feel weird? Because it wasn't like that for a while.
Yeah, I always cut my jersey a little bit just to kind of get, like, an extension of my pads, but I don't cut it, like, all the way down. So it's always been the same every game, but definitely, you know, I don't know. It was a physical game. They're a good defense. You know, they haven't allowed people to score points in three games. So, you know, they wasn't trying to allow us to score any points from the get-go, because it happened in the first possession of the game. So I knew it was going to be a physical game. That's kind of the way it was going to go. But when I saw it happen, you know, it was just like, you got to go out there and fight through it, even if the refs don't call a penalty or not.
Everybody talks about your toughness, and it's talked about a lot, but I think that this week was an illustration of that with your jersey torn, and you had, like, paint in your hair from being on the ground. Like, do you think about, do you value your toughness? Is this something that you really take pride in?
Yeah, for sure. I played defensive back before I was receiver, right before I got to Clemson. So, you know, that's something that I was raised on, you know, being in South Carolina playing defense, you know. Just kind of getting down there in the trenches, you know, and that's kind of how I would say, you know, I play a wide receiver a little bit with that physicality of, you know, I'm not going to let anybody out tough me out on that island.
Do you think that puts kind of sets you apart from some other receivers because of your defensive background and the toughness?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so, because I see on film where some guys get beat up at the line of scrimmage or when the ball is in the air, you know, they're just a receiver. But yeah.
You said when you got paid it wasn't going to affect you. You know, I mean, you did what you'd done before, and you had grown up without having a lot of money. But how much pride do you take in the fact that you have been able to do this year, even with all the changes and the injuries, especially after you had the contract extension to prove that you're going to continue to play at this high of a level?
Since I've been in the league, you know, I knew my work. I knew what I can do for an organization. I knew my position and where I felt like I was in the NFL. So. There was really no concern on when I get money that was going to change my mindset or how hard I work, because I still don't feel like I get the credit of being the best, even though I feel like I am, and the body work I put in, even though stat sheets might not say it, you know, but still I feel like I can improve in my game to where there's no doubt in people's minds that I'm one of the best.
And that's what I'm getting at. I mean, you know, obviously the team's 4-7, and, you know, the season thus far has not been what you guys expect, you know, what you wanted. But you look at whether it's Antonio Brown or a couple of the guys, I mean, there's hardly anyone who's, whether it's the targets, the receptions, the touchdowns, and teams know they're throwing to you every, I mean, Bill joked that they might go to you 20 times, they should have gone to you 20 times when they went 10. I mean, people know the ball's coming to you, but you're still putting up the numbers every single week.
You know, it's just testament to how we work at practice also as well. You know, we practice with two guys on me sometimes and just kind of, all right, you know, we know how it's getting the ball right here. He needs to get the ball. But that's just my mindset going out there. You know, I don't really care. You know, what my bank account says or off the field issues or what's going on outside of the field. When I'm on the field, I'm going to go to work. And that's my mindset. Even if I was the number two or number three receiver, I would still have that mindset. So it doesn't really affect anything that goes on out there. But I know people are going to target me. Teams are going to double team me. But, that's just more fire to me to go out there and prove I can still get open.
You get double teamed so much. When you do face the single coverage, I know that's not very often. What crosses your mind?
When I do get doubled?
No, when you get singled.
Oh, when I get singled, I hope Tom can see that they're singling me. Because sometimes they, I don't want to get into details, but I just hope, when they do single me, that he sees it, because it's rare. So, when they do single me, in the back of my head, I was like, come to me,
Do you feel like you – go ahead, sorry.
Going back to what you said about training during the offseason, what are you doing specifically that's allowing you to have that stamina that you
can? I run at least 5 miles a day in just long distance. A lot of people I know, they don't train like that. They do a lot of quick stuff, just speed drills. But, I run long distance. I've always been like that, though. Even when I was in high school, that's just how I train myself.
You ever run cross-country?
Nah.
Just like for fun, you just have been always running?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Andrew, how special would it be for you to be named All-Pro this year?
Oh, that'd be big, man. That'd be big. I feel like, that's something that all receivers, especially, my caliber, who consider themselves number one receivers, to be All-Pro, that's something that you work on as a player. And, it's just something that you play this game to – to get the accolades that you work for.
What did it mean to you? I know he's on the other side of the game, other side of the ball, but C56 Cushing back here. What's that mean?
Oh, that's big, man. That's big. He's like a big brother to everybody in this locker room. Just his presence alone, it's good to have him back here.
Do you feel like people in Houston know how good you are, the fans, the Texans fans? Do you feel like you are still not undervalued but not talked about enough as an elite wide receiver in this league?
I feel like it's coming along. Mm-hmm. I don't really follow like social media a lot, but my little sister, that's what she do. So she always, she always send me stuff that people say, even y'all sometimes in here, negative or good. So she keep me up to date on that because she know I've never liked social media or what people say about me or what commentators. But, yeah, I think she did send me something to where, like, the NFL had me at the number two, the number seven offensive player in the league, number two receiver, like number seven overall offensive player. So I feel like, it's definitely coming along. And even though our record is what it is, still to get that accolade and that respect, I definitely feel like people are noticing my work.
Did your little sister ever call you mad, getting all angry and stuff?
Does she call me mad?
Yeah, but it's something she sees on social media.
Nah, she just laugh about it because she know how we are. She know, we don't really, get too up and down about stuff that people say. Mm-hmm. She'll just be like, don't talk to that reporter. That's what she'll say
to me.
I don't
want to be on that list.
Yeah, nah, but that's seriously, though, that's what she says.
Is that hard for you to not check your Twitter mentions or what's going on social media and go down that rabbit hole?
Nah, because I probably won't have social media unless I play football. It's just, I'm from the country, man. We don't really care about that stuff,
Since you do consider yourself the best receiver in the league and most people think you're among the best, do you put, I don't know about pressure, but do you put more on yourself to try to help this team improve? I mean, I know it's a team game, but do you feel that responsibility to do
that? Of course. I'm the highest paid player that's out there on the field, for this organization. So, of course, I feel like it's on me. If I'm double team or triple team, to still come down with the play. And I hold myself to that mindset every time I'm on the field. I feel like it's on me. I want the game to be on me. If it's third and one and, we got to get it, I want them to come to me. I want that pressure to be on me because I feel like I work that hard day in and day out and just over time to have that pressure on me, and I like it.
What's the mindset? I mean, I know y'all aren't where you want to be, but you still have some games left and you're still not out of the playoff contention. Well, what's the mindset going forward?
We still know some things can happen for us to at least get a shot in there, so that's our mindset right now to win out. Basically, where we four lost seven games, so 9-7 is still a possibility, and that's where we were last year, and we still made it into the playoffs. So you hate for to have to depend on teams for them to lose, but we still feel like, you know, if we win out, something can happen.